There's a new James Brown biopic out, Get On Up. But arguably, the greatest James Brown video is his real performance, the 1964 TAMI Awards, a predecessor to today's Teen Choice Awards. And everyone who was anyone was there.
We'd like to start it off tonight with a fantastic act, the guy who started it all back in 1958, Chuck Berry. The Fantastic Miracles.
Oh, dynamic Marvin Gaye. It's my party, I'm
proud by watching. Serving USA.
Huge act after huge act. The last band to play that night in 64 was a popular new group, the Rolling Stones. But not before the godfather of soul stole the whole show.
James Brown and his famous flames!
Eugene Robinson writes about what happened next in his latest article for the online magazine Ozzy. Eugene, hello.
Hey, how are you?
So set the scene for us here. I mean, you write, when giants get together, things are bound to roil under the surface. Roiling this night in 64, James Brown doesn't open for anyone, let alone some kids from England, right?
Yeah, it's just great to imagine, you know, that conversation where the producer of the show cajoled them into saying, look, it'll be great. The kids come for the Rolling Stones. They know them. You know, James, this will be good for you. And you can just kind of feel James go, I'll show you who it'll be good for.
Right.
It'll be good for James Brown. That's who it'll be good for. It was really, really major miscalculations up there with General George Custer, you know.
So Brown's second song that night is his big hit at that time, Please, Please, Please. The video of this is nuts, you know. He goes wild. The crowd's losing it, all because of the cape routine. Describe what's happening on stage, Eugene.
James would drop to his knees in the middle of Please, Please, Please. One of the famous flames would kind of come and pat him on the back to see if he was okay, help him to his feet, put the cape over his shoulders. James would take a couple of steps, shuck the cape off, make the break back to the mic, and finish, drop again, and they would repeat this thing like two or three times. And at one point, during like the apex of it, he's repeating one word for about five measures. Just, I. And the cape is, I mean, it's electrifying from every single vantage point. It's a really phenomenal performance. You need to see this.
And by the end of this, Brown can barely walk. He's danced so hard, the crowd is going hysterical. And, you know, the Rolling Stones have to follow this. I can almost see a young, you know, Mick and Keith standing in the wings just looking at each other and saying, man, how do we follow that?
Well, Keith Richards himself has gone on record as having said that this was the worst career mistake he had ever made. Mick and Keith, they look shell-shocked. Shell-shocked, you know. I mean, can you imagine standing back there in the wings and watching James Brown drop to his knees three or four times during Please, Please, Please? I mean, it's electrifying to watch now, and I can't imagine having been there. I'd have lost my mind, most assuredly.
Eugene Robinson of the online magazine Ozzy, remembering James Brown's legendary performance at the 1964 TAMI Award Ceremony. The new biopic about the singer's life is called Get On Up. It's out this weekend. Eugene, thank you.
Hey, thank you.